So on my blog, Curious Adventures, I've been discussing and reviewing some of the television series and movies that you can find on Netflix. Now I want to talk about how particular shows that I follow have impacted me personally. So today I'm going to talk about fandoms. First, let's define a fandom, which is really hard to do because they can be incredibly broad depending on how you look at them. My favorite explanation, however, comes from Henry Jenkins, who said, "A fandom is born out of a mix of fascination and frustration." A fandom is comprised of people who have been impacted by the message of a story, through a book, a movie, television, what have you, in one way or another, and then they discuss it. There are those who accept that story exactly how it was portrayed to them, and there are those who would like to make some edits or additions of their own. They take that message and then they roll with it. So there is this creative side to fandom as well that includes fan fiction, fan art, fan-made music, all these things that can be equally as good as the canonical story that we all fell in love with. So which fandom do I belong to? Multiple. Some more heavily than others. I'm a big lover of Star Wars, Star Trek, Supernatural, Sherlock, The Walking Dead, and Hannibal, to name a few. But I'd say I'm most active in the Star Trek and Supernatural fandoms. What blows my mind most is the way that fandoms create these little communities. As you're discussing this thing that has impacted you, you're building relationships with others. Connecting with someone over the message of a story is an extremely deep type of bond. So it really becomes this sort of brotherhood. The Supernatural fandom calls itself the SPN family, and even includes the writers and the actors of the show as part of this family, and then they interact with the fans. So there's this really tight-knit dynamic that I think is just so cool. But sadly, there are just a lot of people who don't quite understand it. They don't understand Comic-Con or fan conventions. They don't understand the web forums and the fanfiction websites. So I've said this before and I'll say it again. All you need to know is simply that we are devoted readers. We are dedicated viewers. We are the fascinated discussers. We are relentless writers. We are brilliant artists. We are their greatest supporters. We are the captivated audience. There's so much more to us than graphic tees and Tumblr blogs. Characters are not just fiction to us, because we recognize what they represent. They portray real-life issues and stressful situations. They embody emotions that we all carry, but don't always know how to deal with. Characters influence us. They make us look within ourselves, and we see ourselves in them, and that is why we love them. As fangirls and fanboys, we embrace stories. We follow them, support them. We want them to continue because we recognize their impact and the lessons that they have to teach. We are like the guardians of stories.